Hello and welcome to Axis 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be creating a data entry form for invoice payments, make it a little bit easier to enter them. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Axis 2013 DB49 and open that bad boy up. Alright, now where are we at? Last video we made invoices, last video actually we made the invoices data sheet. So we can look at the details, extra charges and payments here. What I want to do, because we can actually enter payments here, which is absolutely fine, but I figured maybe they'd want a quicker way of entering payments by clicking on here and just bringing up a small form where we can enter a payment. So we'll do that in this form. So close that. All right, what we're going to do is go to form invoices data entry, control C, control V. And we'll call it form invoice payments data entry. And open that one up. That is definitely the right form we've opened up. Form invoice payments data entry. Okay, right click, get rid of the tab, so we get rid of all the invoice stuff. Let's move this one up. Go to form, go to caption, change it to payments. Okay, and now what we need to do is go to data and change it to table invoice payments. We'll add existing fields and we're going to add, lovely, put that below, that's nice, payment ID, FK, payment day, amount paid, type. Okay, we're going to change payment date to date. We're going to change amount paid to amount. We are going to, using the control button, click on date and the empty cell to the next of it, to the right of it, merge them. Same with amount, merge. Same with cash, merge. And just using the control button, click on these three buttons, go to F4, go to format, and we're going to make the width 2.5. Is that alright? That's alright. Drag invoice ID FK up there. Delete that. Right, these three buttons at the top are going to be not visible. But I'm going to leave them visible for now because I need to make sure that the invoice ID is picked up from what we click on the data sheet. Alright, go to design view. Unless we want a really long form, we need to make the form a bit smaller. And click on payment date, go to arrange and put insert right. So we insert an empty cell. The reason I insert an empty cell is to restrict how narrow the form can get, because it can't get any narrower than that empty cell. If you don't put the empty cell and you just leave this here, sometimes it actually closes up entirely. And when you click on, I'll go to form view. When you click on date, you can't actually see this little calendar, so sneaky little trick for you there. Okay, so close that, and now we need to go to our invoices DS. Form invoices. Is that? Was it? Yes, it was. Click on make payment, and first of all, in the property sheet, and if you don't see it, press F4. Go to display as hyperlink and change to always. Then what we're going to do is we're going to go to the on click event and macro builder. And first of all, we're going to set a temporary variable and we're going to call it temp invoice ID. Is that right? Invoice ID, yes it is. And it's going to be equal to okay, this is a bit weird. Sorry, this has gone mad on me. Invoice ID? Yeah, why is that not picking it up? Okay, try again. Set temporary variable. The name is temp invoice ID and expression equals. Invoice ID. The only thing that's perturbing me is that should pick that up automatically. So let's just go message box, message equals, that's not picking anything up, temp vars, TMP, invoice ID. I've clearly pressed something. So I'm just going to check that it's picking up the right number. So that should be 2, and that should be 1. Oh, well, it is. Okay. So back to it. So we're first we're going to set a temporary variable called temp invoice ID. Then we're going to open up the form, which is form invoice payment date entry, and we're going to open it up in dialog and add mode. Okay, and it's TMP invoice ID. Okay, where is our form invoices data entry or invoice payments data entry? There it is. So when this form opens up, it will really only ever open up in add mode. So we're going to go to form, and we're going to go to the onload event, click on there, macro builder, and we're going to say if data entry equals true, and if not is null, temp vars TMP invoice ID. So first it's going to check that the form's in data entry mode, which means you can, it's only open to add records to, you can't edit records. Then it's going to check that that temporary variable exists, and then it's going to say set property control name invoice ID, fairly sure it's FK, and value equals temp vars TMP invoice ID. So that should be that one there, invoice ID FK. So if I save that and close that and then click on make payment, yeah, that should come up as number 2, and it does. And then we can add a payment. I'm going to press escape. I'm going to do it for number 1. Yeah. Let's say a cash payment of £10. I don't know why. That's good. And if I open up invoice ID there, payments, £10 cash payments on the 12th of July. Right, that's it. The only other thing we should really probably do, pressing F4, let's go to the click event of the macro. We're opening this up dialog, which means that nothing else will run in this macro until this form closes, which means down here we can remove temp var, and the name is going to be temp invoice ID. So that we set it here, and then we open a form, and then when we close it, we remove it. You should actually really do that with all the macros that you open at some point, or see all the temporary variables that you set at some point, you should actually close them. When you close the application, obviously they close automatically anyway, but it's kind of, if you're setting a global variable like an ID of something, there might be another form in another part of the application that relies on the same temporary variable, so it might cause an issue. So just a little bit of best practice for you there. Okay, that's that, enough of that. Thank you for watching, and see you in the next video.